showed Will some new pictures of Ari. I know that my visiting him is only so that my grandfather doesn't know that I'm seeing you. But Ben Will's been having such a hard time with the whole divorce thing. I hope that my visits help him feel a little bit better.
Your visits always help me. Although I'm not really sure you should be here today.
Where else would I be, Ben? Today's the day that Justin goes to court to argue your final appeal.
It's my last chance. Sarah, if I lose today, I'm a dead man. If I told you, Ailey, how grateful I am for you, all that faith you have, the way you made me think that the impossible is possible.
It is possible, because I love you. And you're innocent, and I'm gonna find a way to prove it. There's no way in hell that I'm gonna let anyone send you to prison for something that you didn't do, even if they are family.
I don't know. I'm in my last appeal. What we need right now is a magic wand.
I settled for a smoking gun. And I had it, Ben. I almost had it. I was so close to proving that my grandfather sent Xander to kill Jordan. That is the kind of evidence that Justin needs in court.
Hola amigos and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. You're tuned in to Soap Night. It's August 1st, 2020. And I've also got some exclusive daytime spoilers for you. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by State Farm.
Who are you talking to?
It's Jake from State Farm. Sounds like a really good deal.
Jake from State Farm at 3 in the morning. Who is this?
This is Jake from State Farm.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khakis. Hey, do they ever ask you what you're wearing?
Yeah.
Red sweater, button down shirt. There.
Yeah, she was just here.
Oh, well then,
you've seen Allie?
Yeah, she was just here.
Oh, well then, guess you know.
Yeah, hard to miss.
Yeah, isn't it though? That's why I'm here. I need your help.
Of course, but what can we do?
Convince Allie not to give up her baby for adoption.
Isn't that her choice?
Yeah, I mean, if she's not ready to have a child, it's not like you can force her.
Your sister's made it abundantly clear that she's not going to listen to me about anything. I can't force her into anything. That's why I'm here talking to you two. I was hoping you can convince her that this is a very bad idea to give her baby up to complete strangers.
Well, what if they weren't strangers?
We haven't really told many people this, but Sunny and I want to have another child. And we've, you know, considered adoption or surrogacy, but we just realized that we could adopt Allie's baby. If she's open to it.
Well, you just took me by surprise, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to spring that on you. It just all of a sudden seemed like it might work.
And, you know, we've explored other options and they're all pretty complicated, Dad. So, I mean, like, if we went to an adoption agency, there must be hoops we've got to jump through.
With surrogacy, we'd have to find the right woman to carry the baby. We would have to decide who the biological father should be.
I know. I get what you mean. I get it.
If we adopt Allie's baby, the baby would be biologically related to me and Ariana.
So it's kind of the perfect solution.
For you two, yeah. But you just said you didn't talk to Allie yet. Are you sure she's going to feel the same way?
I think there are a lot of advantages to keeping this baby in the family. And, I mean, I hope Allie can see it that way, too.
So you're planning her baby's future, You're just talking to me before you talk to her?
Well, okay, well, maybe we should just calm down.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. She wasn't even sure she wanted to give up the baby until everybody started leaning on her to make a decision.
Well, who's everybody?
Eric says that he's worked with girls like Allie at the center, and we should just back off and give her time right now. If you guys push her just because it's good for you,
no, it's not okay. We would never do that. Yeah, Dad, we're only telling you this because we thought you'd be supportive. I mean, truth is, one adoption agency already gave us the runaround because they don't like our domestic situation. So, I mean, surely that's not your problem with us adopting Allie's baby, is it?
Here's a classic moment where Nicole lashes out at EJ over Taylor. Enjoy.
I've been well compensated for that.
Right, I've been well compensated. I have been well compensated.
I've been well compensated while you've been doing the horizontal mama with my sister!
Whoa!
Truth is, I just ran into this guy on the pier.
Really?
Yes. I don't know his name, but he was so... I can't even find a word to describe him. Handsome, definitely. But it was more than that. It was like he had this, you know, like, charisma, you know?
Yeah, wow. Well, you should make sure you run into him again.
Damn. Why didn't I get his name? Hey.
Hi. Tell me you are still in Salem.
Actually, I am.
Great. Look, I'm sorry about yesterday. Sammy makes me crazy. I do want you to stay and be a part of the wedding, if you want to.
Of course I'd want to. Nicole, are you kidding me?
Great. Then I will be in touch.
Definitely.
I'll talk to you later.
Gee, you, I have to say something.
As usual, you, said everything. You may have patience with me, but I'm at the end of my patience with you.
Totally understandable. So if you just give me a chance, if you just let me explain.
So this overnight, is it your idea? It was. Can you believe it? I asked Daniel and he said yes. I know, it's so spontaneous. It's so
the words were not
like me. I know. Do you think it's too soon? Do you?
Okay, here is the number to the main lodge. Now, if cell service gets spotted, they should be able to find it.
Gotcha. Oh, I know this place. It's very nice.
I hope so. It's not too far in case of emergency. You okay?
Yeah. I mean, there is something, but it's no rush.
What's going on?
Well, I have to confess, I didn't want you to stay for Parker. There's something pretty big that we need to discuss.
What is this about Jennifer finding you at my place?
Of course, you can't forget the classic moment where Sammy confronts EJ in prison. You don't remember that? Here we go.
What in God's name did you do?
What did I do? Now let me see. Well, EJ, I did to you exactly what you did to Abigail. You son of a bitch. You thought you were gonna get away with it, didn't you?
Get away with what? What are you talking about, man? This is not some sort of game, okay? Can you just please focus?
You had sex with Abigail Devereaux, EJ. Right under my nose. Laughing the whole time, I'm sure. Oh, that dumb Sammy. Sammy's so stupid. She's so blind. She won't know what I'm doing. Well, guess what? This is what payback feels like, EJ.
Just explain.
Oh, good. Actually, EJ, the truth is, I was really interested in hearing an explanation. But I don't want you to leave out any juicy details. Don't spare me any of it. How young she was, how gorgeous she is, those thighs. I mean, if you're gonna cut me, you wanna jam that knife all the way in.
Samantha.
And I just actually was thinking this whole time, and it's just you and me now talking, right? That it was Chad, right? Chad had told you how good she is in the sack, all that inexperience. Ugh. And then he goes to Boston, and you're like, oh, I can't stop thinking about her.
Would you please just stop? It only happened once, okay? It just happened.
And there it is. The confession. Perfect timing. So, darling, it only happened the one time. It was a momentary indiscretion. Don't pile lies on top of lies, because that is not going
to
help you.
Santa, look, I love you.
Don't lie to me.
You have to believe that.
I don't have to believe that, because if you loved me,
no, that
you wouldn't have betrayed me. You wouldn't have treated me like dirt while you went and had your fun.
Kicks me out of your bed.
So it's my fault.
No, of course I'm not saying it's your fault, obviously.
Good. Because yes, I asked you to sleep in another bedroom, but I stayed in that house. Because I loved you. Because I honored you. I was desperate. I mean, I was really desperate to figure out how to fix our problems. But of course, it was just the one problem. You lying to me about Kristen. But clearly, you were desperate for something else.
Samantha, I love you.
Is that what you whispered to Abigail in the cabin?
I don't think I could ever explain to you exactly what happened in that cabin.
Okay, good. The hell with the cabin anyway. I mean, I'm sick of talking about it. Let's talk about something else. Ooh, I know. Let's talk about the shower. Your private shower in the company locker rooms. You remember, don't you? I can see it on your face that you do. I came home early and surprised you. And I was there in that room with you while you did her.
You know what, Brady?
So tell me, what was that like? I mean, sure, you and I have done the in-the-shower routine a few times ourselves, but never with the woman that you had promised to marry on the other side of the curtain. I mean, wow, that is brave. And what, you guys are, like, soapy and slip-sliding around, and there's Abigail, promising God she's arriving sometime soon, and then what? Whoops. We have a visitor. Lovey. I think that's my fiancé out there. Just give me a moment to pop out and send her on her merry way. I'll tell her I love her. I'll be right back.
Would you just...
What? What? I mean, what? What can you even say after how weird you were that day? How distracted you were with me? You think I didn't notice that? You think I didn't go down to security and look at the tapes myself? I mean, God, Abigail had to leave in a different outfit just so she could get out of the building.
Liz, I'm so sorry, and I'm not proud at all.
You're not proud of it? That's so surprising, because wow, EJ, you really got yourself a hot young chick there. You should have put it on the internet.
What are you talking about?
I hope you told your father. I'm sure he gave you a pat on the back. A good, solid attaboy.
Let's just keep my father out, shall we, please? Okay, this is between you and me. This is about us. We need to work together to fix this for our children, for our family, Samantha. You see that? Don't you, Samantha? Tell me that you understand that. Tell me you see that.
Life that I have with you? I'd be stupid to toss away a long and faithful future with you?
I know you're really angry with me at the moment, but just if you just calm down and get a little bit of perspective on the situation, Samantha, you're going to see that it's...
Oh, I see that there's some confusion that I should probably, I don't know, clear up here. I've known about this for weeks. EJ, I have known for weeks and weeks and weeks. So no, I don't think I'm going to calm down about it. And you know what? To hell with perspective. I decided that starting on our wedding day, I was going to dedicate myself to making your life a living hell. And now guess what? I'm the co-CEO of Demerit Enterprises. I have the power.
Oh my God.
I have power over everything you care about. Which obviously doesn't include me, but I'll survive. And in 6 months' time, I'll move on, and you'll be in prison for tax evasion.
You did that.
I was just getting warmed up, BJ. Can't wait for the next installment. More to come.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry. I will definitely give Abigail all of your love.
Please.
So now it's time for your updates for Days of Our Lives. Actress Isabel Durant has been cast as the new Claire Brady. As you all know, she's going to be replacing Olivia Rose Keegan coming very soon. These episodes were taped 2.5 months. As we learned that she's been booked in the recurring role on the second season of High School Musical, the musical series on Disney+. So we all congratulate her. And I hope that everyone can give her, Isabel, a chance. You've seen her on Sydney, Australia's show of So You Think You Can Dance, Australia. She was also a series regular on Dance Academy in 2012. She's also made a guest appearance on This Is Us. So, I think they did a great job in finding a good recast for Claire Brady. Be back with some more hot exclusive spoilers. Don't go away.
when any footlong was $5? Those are the good days. Hit it, Charlie.
Tristan, this one's for you.
Oh, you're $5.
We heard you. $5 footlongs are back when you buy two for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh.
Not you two. Bring it back, sandwich emoji. Hit it, Charlie!
Matthew says to bring it back. The $5
footlongs.
Matthew, it's back, sandwich emoji.
$5 footlongs are back when you buy two for a limited.
So we're finding out that Days is nearing end of episodes taped in 2019. As Days of Our Lives nears the end of those episodes, these are based on production schedule estimates. The last episodes taped will be airing either during August 3rd through the 7th or the week after of August 10th through the 14th. Of course, this was a time when the entire cast was released from the contract. And as fans have learned, there's going to be at least 7 to 27 contract cast members at the time who will not offer new contracts, or they chose to leave when the show resumed production in February of 2020. This is from everybody from Camilla Bennis, that's Gabby, Galen Gearing, which is Ray, Victoria, Conifel, Sierra, Wally Kurth, Justin, Chandler Macy, who's Will, Freddie Smith, Sonny, Greg Vaughn, Eric. Of course, there's Olivia Rose Keegan, who's not on contract. She booked a role in another series, as you all know now. It's High School Musical, the series. And there's going to be a couple more changes still to come. So, prepare for those. Alright, it's time to set your DVRs. On Monday, August 10th, Allie will leave a letter with a shocking request. On Tuesday, August 11th, Justin has a surprise for Bonnie. On Wednesday, August 12th, Sammy, Nicole, and Eric will search for Allie. Thursday, August 13th, Ben has a nightmare of strangling Sierra. On Friday, August 14th, Eve pleads with Claire not to turn her in, and Gabby and Jake get surprising news. And also, close sources have teased that Jack and Jennifer are going to get a really big storyline in the fall. And those are your Days of Our Lives spoilers. Don't go away. There's so much to enjoy with General Hospital, As the World Turns, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and so much more. Be right back.
Staked out a place in a department store, you know, so you can get a good night's sleep either.
No.
ever have. You ever thought about how limiting prints is? All that stuff you miss out on. I mean, what's the most out there thing you've ever done?
Well, I'm not a prince, I'm a bastard.
Exactly what your father always said I was. Yeah, as it turns out, I'm not the eldest son of the eldest son after all. My uncle is my father.
Come again?
Stavros Cassadine isn't my father, Stefan is.
Stefan's your father?
Yeah.
You just found this out?
Yeah, that's why I asked to stay here.
Start from the top.
All right, but first I need your word that this stays between us. I mean, this pretty much changes everything in my life. I don't want it to get out until I know what I plan to do.
No one's gonna hear it from me. Yeah, my word.
All right. Someone who I don't want to name, someone that I trusted, found out and passed the information on to me.
And how did they find out?
Point is, they did.
Yeah, but did they have proof? I mean, a blood test, a birth certificate, anything except...
Well, then you don't know. They could be lying. I confronted my uncle... I'm sorry. My father. I keep doing that. I confronted my father about it, and he said it was true.
Just like that. He said it's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't stick around for long explanations.
Have you spoken to our mother?
No, but it's on my list. You know, when I heard the words, you know, I'm your father.
Everything shifted.
Yeah.
And you knew the world would never be the same.
$5 a line with access to America's largest 5G included. That's right, unlimited and nationwide 5G for the whole family for just $25 a line. Only at T-Mobile.
Hey, somebody said you're here, then somebody else said you weren't.
Well, I'm not gonna be able to stay.
Oh, well, Emily's mom just sent me up to see what's keeping her. Is everything okay?
No. Did something stupid that I'm not gonna be able to fix. Now he's upset and I don't know how I'm gonna help her. But maybe you can.
Wow, this is beautiful. It's bigger than I am.
Make your wish, my dear, and blow out those candles.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Get to
these presents.
Here you go. Okay.
Hello? Emily.
No, it's Elizabeth. Emily's...
We just got done eating cake and the party's starting to break up.
She doesn't want to talk to me.
It's not that. She wanted me to tell you that she can't come to the phone right now.
All right, well, will you ask her to call me back?
Never mind. I think I've done enough to her for one night.
Will you call me when you get home and let me know what she said? I'm here on the dock. She got my cell phone number, right?
Nicholas, I don't know what happened. She says she's okay, and that's about all.
Well, then she's not. And the most okay thing for her would be to hate my guts right now. Liz.
I did a terrible thing. The latest in a long line of terrible things. I told my grandmother that you'd left something at Emily's house and that I had to bring it to you here.
She's waiting?
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that. Why didn't you just call?
Because you're Lucky's brother and you're upset.
If you're about to feel sorry for me, don't. Okay? I mean, he's the type of man that I hate. A man who treats a woman like a
like a wardrobe item, which is exactly how I acted tonight.
Whatever you did, and I'm not asking, I don't even want to know. You couldn't have done it on purpose. Emily doesn't blame you. She's not angry.
Yeah, but I was taught to consider the consequences of everything that I do. You know, this didn't have to happen. And I realize now that there were signs. You know, I should have paid more attention. I should have found ways to let Emily know how important she is to me as a friend.
Not as a girlfriend. There's a painless way to say that. I don't think anyone's found it yet.
Yeah. The ground wasn't solid. You felt the cracks in the ice.
As we all know, Kelly Monaco will be temporarily replaced by actress Lindsay Corman Hartley, ex-Ariana on Days of Our Lives. Also, if you didn't hear, we're excited to return Dominic Zampragna as Dante Falconeri back to General Hospital. Yes, and it's true, he is returning. So are you excited about that? What do you think? Should he hook up back with Lulu? Or are you like everybody else and do you want him to be with Brooklyn? Let me know at Twitter at ViewWillies or on my Instagram at WilliesViewPodcast. I'm curious to know your reactions. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nearly 2 full feet of pizza. 24 pieces.
Wait, really? 24 pieces? Oh, that's a lot of pizza. pizza. Four epic sauces. The Big Dipper. Only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
I'm here to grab some hankies because on General Hospital they are preparing for Mike Corbin's final farewell. As we all know, Sonny Corinthos has been dealing with his father being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And we knew this eventually was going to happen with the storyline and how it would end. We didn't know when, but it's coming. So prepare yourself. That is on the way.
Job of proving that to you, and you do not have the right to expect me to pretend that my past doesn't exist, because I'll tell you something, I can do two things at once. I can be committed to you totally and completely, and I can still have memories. It is not a betrayal simply to acknowledge what once was, and you have got to stop treating me like I have to be perfect for you, or else I'll never be good enough. Treating me like I have to walk on eggshells and then running to my damn brother. Every time you think I do something wrong, you're angry with me, you think I hurt you, or if you think you hate me, then you're working out with me. You work it out with me, because if you don't, he will be ready, waiting to take advantage. Kissing my fiance yet again.
Technically, no. The ring wasn't on her finger.
Come with me. Let's walk out of here together with your ring where it belongs.
You know, I don't think going all caveman is your best move.
What? Put ring on. We're still engaged. Me want wife. Blah, blah, blah.
Shut up.
You know what? You've treated Hope like crap for your entire relationship. And she's told you what she won't put up with. But you don't want to hear it.
I hear it just fine.
Really? Then stop ordering her around and let her speak for herself.
What have I not let you say? I know you're upset. I'm upset too. I sent my ex-wife a video, that was it. And
that's it.
I don't want Steffi. I want you, and if I send her a video...
No, but you don't, Liam! You don't do that! You don't send videos to your ex-wife, because that is not okay!
If I am totally committed to you...
If! It's such a big if. Liam, when you sent me that video, I was so... genuinely touched. It was so special.
It was special.
No, it's not special. Not if you're also making them for her. Now it is just another reminder of how you are stringing us both along. Steffi's gone. She's not here. She lives in Paris, and you still cannot let her go.
created. It doesn't have to change.
How can you say that?
For better or worse, Katie, like we promised.
What about Brooke?
Brooke is not the issue.
She wanted your child.
You were the matchmaker who put us together. And when you changed your mind, when you wanted me back, Brooke couldn't put distance between us fast enough. We all played a part in this. What do you want? You want retribution? Well, you can't punish me without punishing yourself. And without punishing our son.
Thinks I should forgive him. A lot has been said tonight, and I think we should just end this on a hopeful note. I don't think it's really a question of forgiveness anymore. I think it's more a question of who I want to be. What kind of life I want to have. Be this person who loves so blindly that I endow everyone I love with every admirable quality, whether they deserve it or not? Do I want to be this pathetic, unlucky doormat? Of a woman. Dominated and bullied by liars and cheats.
All right, here's your bold and beautiful spoilers. Set those DVRs for August 5th. Thomas returns home after learning that Steffi's been in a terrible accident. Katie goes off on Sally about using her to emotionally blackmail Wyatt. On the 6th, Steffi's enamored by Finn, who makes an unexpected house call. Ridge becomes uneasy as he recalls moments from his blackout night with Shauna. On the 7th, Ridge and Brooke leave their past behind them and reunite. Shauna returns from Las Vegas and drops a bombshell on Ridge. You don't want to miss a moment of Bold and the Beautiful on CBS. Alright everybody, we'll be right back and we're winding it down.
Something wrong with what Lisa did to that boy. She's got a boy upstairs. She left him.
Not really, Grandpa.
We'll see who's right. You or me.
I know I'm right this time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
How are you, Bob?
Ready to travel, Grandpa.
Well, the plane doesn't leave until noon, does it?
Well, I have to get out of the office and to the hospital. And then it'll be time to drive to the airport.
Well, you're not going to drive, are you?
No, my big brother's driving me to the airport.
I didn't fix much breakfast for you, dear.
That's good. Anxious to get away, ain't you, boy? How did you know? Just by the looks of you. Well, Grandpa, it's been a long time since I've been away from here. I've never been to San Francisco. Never really been anywhere. Right, Mom?
Well, it just so happens that we're not a traveling family.
When are you and Dad going to Europe?
Good heavens, where did you get that idea?
I just think it's something that you two should do.
I'll be lucky to get to Kansas City this summer.
I thought Pearl and her husband were coming here.
Well, I'm expecting a lot of people to come here this summer.
From Kansas City?
Yeah.
I can wait.
It's beginning to turn brown.
Now, look, I'll get you another one when we're through, darling. Now, just move around like this. You're going to get everything all tangled up.
All right, honey, all right. I don't suppose
suppose you could put this over a chair or something.
Not too much longer.
It's beginning to be a nightly ritual.
I suppose I could ask your mother.
No, I don't mind. You know, maybe some night you could hold the wool and I could roll it up.
Just to break the monotony.
Well, you said that, I didn't. You like to knit, don't you?
Yes, I'm not too good at it.
Oh, come on, sure you are. Look at that little sweater you started.
Started is right. I suppose this ball of yarn will just about finish it up, though. Oh, darling, there's so many things we need to think about for the baby.
Well, just what does a brand new baby need?
What do you mean, what does a brand new baby need? What our baby's gonna have.
All right, what's he gonna have?
Just about everything.
Well, that can't be very much. I mean, after all, a baby's a baby.
One of these days, when you get a few hours off, I'm going to take you with me to the baby section of De Havens.
De Havens? That's the most expensive department store in town.
Well, of course. There is nothing too good for the Hughes' first grandchild.
First grandchild. And great-grandchild, too.
That's right. You know something?
What?
Well, maybe I really shouldn't say anything because I don't know if it's true or not, but just a feeling I had.
What is?
I feel like your grandfather was looking forward to Penny's baby more than to ours.
Oh, no, Lisa. Grandpa's not like that at all. Of course, he was looking forward to Penny's baby. I know how he felt when she lost it. I know something else, too. He's very concerned about you.
That's the last thing he'd be, darling. Concerned about me.
Honey, how can you say that?
Oh, just from the things he says and the things he does.
You know, I think you're overly sensitive about Grandpa.
I have a feeling that he takes me for granted. Now, surely, Bob, you've noticed that.
Honey, that's just the way Grandpa is.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Soap Night, and I will catch you on the flip side. I leave you now with the final scene from As the World Turns. Good night. Here's a deleted scene from the As the World Turns finale. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Will you relax? Look, I can unlock the doors all by myself. Rest.
I'm absolutely blown away. Are your parents okay with you driving with me?
Totally. They know I need to practice.
Practice? Practice. Something about the word practice is making me nervous.
Because you're a baby. Now get in. I have my permit, Parker. Are you ever going to trust me?
All right. So seatbelt, and remember the emergency brake.
I know what I'm doing. Wow! He must be an amazing fisherman to catch a fish that big.
And he caught them all by himself. He did not even need my help.
Dad's staying for dinner.
Is he?
Yes, I am. I told him that we would have his fish for dinner, if that's all right.
Sounds great to me.
I also told him that you would clean the fish.
What?
And we both know how much you are doing.
No! Hold
here,
it!
Come on, just
no,
take it!
No! Get that away from her!
What's the deal?
Hi, Jack. It's Lily.
Lily, hi. Is Holden with you?
Yes, he is. What's up?
I think the two of you can come down to the police station. Got a bit of a situation down here.
Sure. We'll be right there.
Faith, I said I was sorry.
I begged you to change seats with me so it looked like you were driving. Why couldn't you have done that? All you would have gotten was a speeding ticket, but now my permit's been revoked and I probably won't get it back until I'm 30.
Be more dramatic, seriously. What about me? You think that a speeding ticket on my record's gonna make it any easier for me to get into the police academy?
Oh my god, that's like a year away. My parents are gonna be here any minute and they're gonna kill me. So thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll talk to your parents for you, alright?
Don't do me any favors. And don't pretend like you care about me, because I know you don't.
Excellent. You took the words out of my mouth.
It wasn't my fault.
All right, Faith, I think it's time to go home.
Now, let's go.
Thanks for nothing.
She shouldn't have been driving your car. Even with a permit, you know that, right? You're not 21. I know.
Then why did you let her?
She was hurt that I told Liberty that I wanted to go to the police academy before I told her. I was trying to make it up to her.
No, this wasn't the way to do that.
Yes, I know. I don't know why I let her get to me like this.
I think I do. I think maybe it's because you like Faith a lot, don't you?
Yeah. I do, and sometimes she does these things she doesn't think, and I get pulled into them, even though I know better. Can I go now?
Yes, a strange school. Don't say it.
You know who they remind me of.
Yes, a mini you and a mini me.